we go. You in there now?
Yeah. Let me just say this.
You funny as shit. I fuck with you though. You ain't no little bitch. I fuck with you,
bro. Yeah, man.
Y'all listen, for all y'all watching, right?
Hold on. Let me put it live. Let me put it live first.
He thought I blew off the Zoom meeting because I was late. He said, "Yo, my man, real rap, keep that energy and fuck you." I said, "Oh shit, that shit was tonight."
Let me put it live because it's not live yet. Because then the station's gonna put it on YouTube because that's how I was doing it. Then we're gonna talk about it, my guy. We're gonna talk about it. We'll see.
All right, I dig it, Brody. St. John's. What part of New York we in again? You in?
We're Queens.
Queens. That's all right.
We're in Queens. We're in Queens. So
Queens.
Yeah, we're in Queens. You know that. We're gonna get into the whole thing.
I'm just putting the hold on. I'm just
All right, here we go.
Rolling up. So let me know when we go live.
We're live right now. So we're good. Whenever you're ready, man.
What's good?
Not much, man. Yeah, it's just I know it was an hour late, but you know you must have not known that it was tonight, but because I sent it to you, man.
I was in the studio. I had a couple features to do and shit, and I came back to the crib and shit. And I seen the DM. I was like, oh shit! I was like, damn, man. And like, yo, like, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, let me make sure you see how I am, right? You know what I'm saying? I'm not on, like, if I ever make a mistake or something like that, you know, I always speak up and take accountability. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. I mean, I put what I put in the DM, but because I'm like that, man. I give people opportunities, and if that happens, I felt blown off because I was texting, I was calling, I didn't understand.
You cool, bro. Like, I got a couple different phones, so I ain't even see it. You know what I'm saying? To the end. You know what I'm saying? But what's good though?
Not much, man. I blocked you on Instagram too. I'm gonna unblock you because I said that. Then you saw it, and I was like, "Oh, he straight blew me off."
Yeah, I was like, "It's like, damn, keep that energy." But like, normally, like, if someone says that, I knock their fucking teeth out. But you know, like I said, you reached out humble to me on some radio show shit. So, like I said, bro, it's cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know what it is, though. So yeah. What's good, man? St. John's, what's good?
No, yeah, we're here, man. I appreciate you, keeping it real with the real hip hop. That's why I reached out to you, man, because you keep it real with that music, the lyrics. You could see behind me in my room, it's all 90s hip hop photos.
Word.
No, there's no garbage mumble rap on my wall.
Word.
So that's why I reached out to you. I appreciate what you're doing out here. I see you got some things going on in the industry. Shaq supporting you, Benny the Butcher, got Coke and Guns coming soon. You got some real support from real OGs out here too, and that's important for you, man.
Yeah, I it's not something that I like planned on, happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been pretty much in and out of jail my whole life, man. So like, I didn't really start rapping until like I came home from jail in like 2016, So these last like four and a half years, a lot of doors just opened up for me just going hard, you know what I mean? So I figured every time I open another door, I just start pushing harder and harder. Shout out Shaq, shout out Gilly, shout out Benny the Butcher and Conway, and they be throwing me up and doing whatever. Like I said, Coke and Guns coming soon. I just dropped an album called Seuss and Bake.
Yep.
Seuss and Bake are my homies who got falsely accused of some crazy ass, shit, life sentences and all that. So I'm they ain't really got no way to eat right now. So I dropped a little 4-track EP and I didn't take no advance on it. You know what I'm saying? So all the streaming money that comes in right away, I'm busting that down on their books. You know what I'm saying? They both just got a little check and shit. So, So Seuss and Bake's out there now. Right before that, I dropped Survival. These are on all DSPs. Seuss and Bake, Survival. And my self-titled album's up there as well, OT The Real, man. Just for anybody who don't know who I am, they can look my shit up.
And they won't be disappointed. It's not the garbage that you hear on the airwaves played by yours truly, Hot 97 and Power 105. They need to start spinning that real hip-hop. Where hip-hop lives, I don't hear hip-hop played on that station. I want to hear the bars back.
I think there's a lot of pressure on, the radio stations to play what the labels are paying the directors to play, But, like, one thing I can say is Funk Flex and them, they just had me up there and shit, you know what I'm saying? They hit me up out of nowhere. They said, yo, can you be ready tomorrow night? I said, damn, I had shade, you know, it was the night after tomorrow. I remember I was in my crib. I was about to go to sleep early because I had to do Shade 4-5 the next day.
Yeah.
And they said, yo, day after tomorrow, QB up here to do Flex. I was like, damn. My folks were like, oh, you should cancel Shade or push Shade back. You know, you did Shade before. I was like, nah, man, I ain't doing that. So I went and did them both back to back. But shout out Funk Flex, man. Real Rap Flex had me on there. But I think that the radio stations, you know what I'm saying, they're like billboards. That's all they are. And whoever's paying for the billboard to be up there is what the fuck they got to put up there.
Yeah.
Like, dudes in my city, look at DJ Amir. He was, I don't know if, you know, people know Philadelphia like that, but on a major radio station, Amir was playing breaking local artists and playing rappers like myself and shit. And, you know, he ended up having trouble over there, you know what I'm saying, for not playing, you know. And you know, so I just learned, like, other DJs and shit to try to break artists. Sometimes they get their balls broke. You know, DJs got a lot of pressure on them, you know. So shout out to the DJs, man. Real rap. Shout out DJ Amir. Real rap.
Yeah, shout out to all the DJs who keep it real with the real hip-hop out there. I mean, for Funk Flex, there's been a lot of criticism from great artists in the game right now, one being West Side Gunn. I know he said on a podcast, F Flex, he felt as though that he didn't appreciate Griselda's freestyle. Now, I want you
to... It was like that for mine, too.
Do you feel as though Funk Flex kept... What were you saying?
It was like that with me, too. A lot, like, yo, after I did it, a lot of people hit me up and were like, yo, damn, Flex wasn't really rocking with you on that joint. And I was like, when I was up there, it felt like he was rocking with me. But then when I saw the video, I see what people said. But, like, I feel like he might really just be sitting there really, really, really listening, too. And sometimes when you're really listening for shit, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? You ain't banging your head back and forth and shit. Sometimes you really listening, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, people hit me, I was like, nah, man, like, I ain't gonna say that about him because he had me up there. But, you know, I done seen him and other people get hype over shit that I thought wasn't that great.
That was whack. Yep.
But who are we to tell him what the fuck he's supposed to think is hot? He's been in that spot for a long ass time. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I figure, like, you know, I go over there, I score. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's all love and it's on to the next. You know what I'm saying? Because none of these joints is the Super Bowl. They all just checkpoints. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they're important checkpoints, you know what I'm saying? But it ain't none of these joints. You know, I used to think, like, damn, once I go up to the once I go over here, this shit's going to be over. I'm going to be on. And, like, it wasn't really like that. It was like a check. It was another checkpoint, another notch, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just stacking up these notches. But I'm learning that when I go there and I get it in, a lot of cats ain't really getting it in like me. You know, I knew my shit was hard. I never tried to compare myself to the rest of the fucking rappers out here in the world, you know what I'm saying? I never tried to, oh, I'm the hardest. But now, like, I be listening to myself and I'd be like, damn, like, my shit's just as hot as what is, you know, what's out now making big bags. So now I'm starting to get those bags, you know what I'm saying?
That's important for your artists like you to get those bags, because that's how it was in the 90s, man. It was,
you know, distributions, everything. Like, you know, the shows and shit, that's one thing that, like, you know, from what I'm seeing, that's one thing that Griselda did was, like, you know, they showed that it was, like, they could sell mad merch, sell out a whole venue, pack that shit up, just like one of them young boys was in there. And they showed that fan base still exists, you know what I'm saying? They proved that those people are out there because they packed their shit up. So, you know, now I'm just dropping. But other than that, you know, shit like shows right now are dead. Everything's about merch. Everything's about streams and merch. That's all it is. Everything streams and merch. All right.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, getting back to Funk Flex, you're like, who the hell are we to tell him what he thinks is hard and what he should be listening to?
Yeah, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got to give the young boys some play or he's going to get washed out, you know what I'm saying? Going to get filtered out, you know what I'm saying? Like, the young boys fuck with him too. I understand. If I was in his position, I'd be on the same time.
But I would, I'd be reacting the same way to you and other people who are up there are actually spitting something.
Yeah, no, I dig it. That, like, real rap. I just think, you know, it's like another checkpoint. Went up there, I dunked that shit. I felt like I dunked that shit, and I kept it moving. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Tat, shout out Flex. They held me down. I don't give a fuck what other people say. They told me when I was done, they told me my shit was fire. It was like, yo, shit was fire, good shit, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Be in touch, yeah, say no more. And when I read the YouTube comments and shit, I was like, oh, man. It's like, dang, what the fuck is they talking about?
Would you say that your Funk Flex freestyle was your best freestyle on the radio? Because you've also done K-Slay.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say that. I did K-Slay 3 times.
Yep.
I did with the Infamous and Lord Sear.
Yep.
Did Gray Rizzy. And then I went and did, Launchpad E-Double. I then did Come Up Show. I then did, and this is all in the last, like 2-3 years. I then did Boulay Kev last year. I think Boulay Kev's one of my best joints. I was limited with Flex. Like, you know, they told me, they said, look, you got 4 minutes. And, you know, they said, there's no more, like, you just going as long as you want. So I was like, damn. So I had to cut my shit down to 4 minutes. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't say that's my best. I think Bars on 95, you know what I'm saying? One of my favorites. Shout out Bars on 95. They, that shit. I don't know if I got a best, bro. Keep it real. Like, it depends what type of mood you're in that day to see what type of shit I'm talking.
Yeah. The thing I like about you is that you have a great flow on beats and you take over the beat. Like, I look at some of the rappers in the game, even some of the newer ones that I can actually spit, I feel as though the beat makes them where you make the beat. And I've said that for another artist a few weeks ago who was on my show, goes by the name of Annoyed.
Okay.
There's certain rappers that when they attack the beat, they eat it up. The beat doesn't make them.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, that's one thing that's going on right now. Is these dudes, they used to get by off being lit. Like, your shit could be popping just because you could post on the gram that you was out with, you know, somewhere crazy the night before, crazy car, mad people, lit. But your shit ain't really fire like that. Now, because a lot of that shit shut down, it's forcing a lot of substance to the table. And the substance ends up shitting on the littiness. The littiness is like, it's that fake shit. Substance is back. I mean, substance is back. This whole corona shit, it changed a lot of shit. Made a lot of people sit in the house. Made a lot of people listen to music again instead of just jumping around to it at different clubs and getting fucked up. Everybody had to sit there.
You're right.
Real rap. People had to listen. So, you know, it is what it is, dog. Yeah. This shit is all phases. You know what I'm saying? Some people can adapt with it. Some people can't. Sometimes people try to adapt with it and they lose themselves. You know?
You're right.
You just got to keep doing you. What feels right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. You're 100% right, man. Shaq, how did you get in touch with Shaq, or how did Shaq find out about you, if you know?
Bro. I was home one night. I was home. I got a DM. It's like, it's from Shaq. It said, turn on TNT. I'm looking at my phone like, so look at the account. That shit got blue check on his shit and all that. It's like, get the fuck out of here. It's Shaq. It said, turn on TNT. I look on TNT. I see Shaq. He's like talking shit to Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. Like, all right. Next thing I know, I get a video from him, and, you know, he's wearing what he's wearing on TV, and he's singing one of my songs. Like, he was like, he only knew, like, the last word of every bar. He's like, rah, 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 rah. I was like, yo, is this Shaq singing my shit? And then I kept checking. I was like, damn, he just found my shit. Seen somebody repost me, found my music, and started playing it. It's crazy. Shaq just be searching, looking for new music.
And for people who don't know, I say it all the time on my show, Shaq's the greatest athlete rapper of all time.
Hell yeah. He got songs with Big.
Yep. Still Can't Stop the Rain.
He got songs with everybody. He got
Keith Murray.
Yeah, yo, major shit. He got major shit. I mean, he's a good dude. He just shouted me out on the biggest podcast pretty much that there is right now, is $1 Million Worth of Game with Wallow and Gilly.
Yeah.
He shouted me out on there. Like, they just be trying to show love because they know I, you know, what I do. And they see how the money manipulates the game and how a lot of cats who ain't really that nice, they get in. And it's like, you know, they're probably trying to say, fuck that shit. You know what I mean? Trying to show love to somebody who's actually out there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I live this shit. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, that's something I respect about you, because you get some, you get, I can name a couple white rappers.
You know what time I'm on, and I'm not like ever like none of that shit, bro. It's cool, bro. I got where I got because I never fucked nobody over. You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't let nobody fuck me over. But I don't fuck nobody over, bro. I don't take on more than I can do. I don't bet beyond my means. There's certain principles I live by. You know what I'm saying? So that shit just carries me, and I carry that, and it just kind of takes me where I'm going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
You're also working with DJ Green Lantern. So you got a project coming out soon.
Yeah, I got a whole tape done with Green, man. Whole tape done with Green Lantern, man. Got Benny the Butcher on it. You know, are you hearing me? You good?
Yeah.
Got Benny on there. Got some shit with Uncle Murda on there. Ito. I mean, some other surprise features and shit too. Me and Green got, that's going to drop right after this next joint I got. I got an Evil Empire tape with Big Mike.
Oh, yeah?
I turned it to an album that I could put on the platforms. So I just submitted that to the distro. I'm just waiting to hear back. And that's going to drop ASAP. I got videos all shot for that. I still got a video in the tuck for Soups and Bake album. I still got two videos in the tuck, all finished, ready to go. Those will be dropping in the next week or so. I'll be on Static Select tomorrow promoting that, doing the promo for Soups and Bake. And, you know, after I do Static tomorrow, I'm going to drop them videos. And I'm going to wait for the word to drop this Evil Empire album. So it's OT the Real, Evil Empire. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's not, for me, it's an album. It ain't a mixtape. I'm taking them joints and I'm making them joints albums. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, mentioned surprise feature.
Yeah, I got some shit on there. I got some shit with Beanie Siegel on there. Whole video with Beans. I got some shit with Styles P on there. Got some shit with Saigon on there. And then me and Saigon working on some whole other shit. I got some shit with Smoke Dizza on there. I got a whole tape done with 183rd with Smoke Dizza and all them all over it. That's all I got. I got a couple projects done, man. I've been working. I didn't let this corona shit slow me down.
You can't. It didn't slow me down either. I kept right through it with interviews, running the station. You can't, man. Because if you let it stop you, you're going to be forgotten.
You ain't lying, bro. You ain't lying. I'm over here watching this motherfucking game and shit.
Oh, watching the Eagle game? You're an Eagle fan, right?
No. I just got a couple. I actually got a couple of dollars on it, though. But Russell's holding it down.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, man. Russell's holding it down.
You're from Philly and you're not an Eagle fan. That's crazy.
No. I'm from Massachusetts.
Bro. Oh, you're from Massachusetts.
That's where I was born. You know what I'm saying? See where you're from. That's where I was born.
So you're a Patriot fan?
I fucked with Brady, like the whole Brady situation, but like I always been a Packers fan, man. Always been a Green Bay fan my whole life, bro.
Aaron Rodgers is better than Tom Brady, in my opinion.
We out here, bro. Yeah.
The cheeseheads.
Listen, I ain't gonna lie, bro. They be fucking me up. Like they, so many years they could have went to the Super Bowl and won, and they just fold. Their defenses be folding up in the playoffs. They always lose to fucking Seattle. San Fran, like, can't take it no more. I made a lot of money with betting on Brady, man. A lot of money.
Yeah. You can't lose.
I bought properties off shit I won with Brady. Real rap. I went hard on Brady, bro.
What was the most you've won money-wise for betting on Brady?
Like, in one bet? Or like,
yeah.
One bet price. Somewhere between 5 and 10. I mean, probably like 10, maybe 8, 9,000, something like that on a Brady joint. Yeah, easy. That was, you know, I mean, you know, that was then. I made a lot of money when they came back and beat Atlanta. I made a lot of money off that joint, man.
Yeah, I always say he sold his soul to the devil during halftime.
Something happened, but he came back. I was sick, man. I remember I was in the house sick. I remember my girl was calling me like, come on, watch the rest of the game. I was like, man, I'm not fucking going. I don't want to be around him, bro. I'm saying, all of a sudden, Brady coming back. Bing, 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 bing. I said, oh, shit. Next thing you know, I was up about 20 racks. And the season was over. Nobody could get it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Once football season's over, I kind of fall back from bang. I do a little bit of basketball. Football comes, I go hard, then I fall back. You know what I mean? You got to have limits with what you do, or you're going to get carried away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. I want to get back to you. Surprise features. I have an interesting question for you. Would you do a song with Shaq? Is that possible?
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I mean, if I had to bet on it, I mean, if this COVID shit wasn't going on, I mean, me and Shaq, you know what I mean, we would have been linked. We've been in contact and shit, man. So, it's my man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's start from the beginning, man. I know your life story. You're real. We know that already through your raps. Why did you want to become a rapper?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it kind of just happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I was in jail. I guess I'm nice. I mean, I was always nice with it. And it just, I didn't never think it would go to this level because I had never seen anybody take it to this level. So how am I going to believe? It's hard to believe that you can do something that you never saw anybody else do. You understand? But after a while, Once I was doing all that time, I did a little over 5 straight. Pretty much had nothing but that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody, you couldn't take nothing from me. You couldn't break me down. You couldn't do nothing to me. And I was frying shit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's easy to become a boxer if you just start knocking everybody out. I started doing all the little contests in Philly, little $500,000 prizes and all that shit, and I was winning all them joints. I got all the trophies and shit, like, and then Kev put me on the radio, played me every summer for the last 5-6 summers straight. I'm on the radio out here in Philly. Cosmic Kev holds me down. You know, he's like the gatekeeper of the city, especially with the radio. Cosmic Kev holds it down, you know. So
yeah,
you know, that it just, and then from there I started hitting Shade every chance I got. Shade keeps calling me back, come up. Other radio stations see it. They're like, damn, you got to put work out. You got to put samples out for people to call you. You know?
Yeah. I think it's an MC's time right now, though. I think you guys are on the come up again, which you should always be in the spotlight. It's even sad to even say that you guys are on the come up.
Like, I ain't going to fraud. I'm probably making I'm making a couple dollars. Couple bands a month off everything, off my streams and shit. No, I'm not signed to anybody. Nothing. You understand? I own every fucking thing. 100% me. My LLC, my sole proprietorship, OT the Real, I own everything. There's nothing. It's just me, my man Breeze, my entertainment lawyer. That's it. And then I got my promotion company, which, you know, is like my partner, which is ACPC, All City Promotions. And, you know, and that's it.
You think you're going to stay independent your whole career?
I mean, look, I'm betting on myself and I'm winning, you know? So I'm going to keep doing that. And I'm just going to keep being me. I'm getting paid off being me. So I can't think of that better than that.
Yeah. You brought up entertainment.
I don't really need a loan. I don't need it. That's that's a label. That's a loan. It's a loan. They're like, yo, you gonna keep here? You can keep 80% of your shit. We'll get 20% of your shit. We'll put it out. But we'll give you $1 million. You gotta pay back the $1 million. Since we're giving you the million, now it's a 50-50 split. We want half your music. After you pay us back, we want half your music. It's like, I don't need to do that. Mm-hmm. I made some smart moves with my first couple bags when I came home, and I put that shit all in property. And I got partners, and they make sure I'm good. So like, I'm good financially. Once I'm good financially, I don't even know what I need a loan for. You know, I really just need distro, good push. That's all I need.
Yeah. You mentioned entertainment lawyers before. I've never heard an artist bring up entertainment lawyers on my show. Yeah. What was your process in finding one? A good one at that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, man. I got with Den, okay? And Den told me get with Breeze. And I got with Breeze. And Breeze had me get with Justin. And Justin's my entertainment lawyer. And that's it. Justin Sweeney. You know what I mean? That's my entertainment lawyer, man. If I'm not doing nothing if he's telling me not to do it. If he tells me it's good to go and I like it, I'm doing it. This is what it is.
It's important to listen to that.
A lot of these guys make fucking mistakes, man. They want to listen to their man and shit. I done seen people get paperwork for a major situation. And I said, yo, you know, they advised me on it. And I said, you know, what are you going to do? They said, well, my folks think this. And my folks said, this is them people in them suits coming to fuck you over before. And my folks said, don't do it. And I looked at it and I was like, I don't know. It looks like it's a big opportunity, though. What do your folks do? What have they been involved with? Oh, well, I don't know. They just know. It's like people are scared of success, and they'll be like, watch out. Oh, success is coming. Oh, somebody might be trying to fuck you. You can't be scared of that. You understand? Yeah. You can't be scared of that. You gotta be ready to rock and, you know, put if something feels right, go with it. You know what I'm saying? But I learned you gotta listen to entertainment lawyers. You can't do nothing with people in this shit if you don't got that shit in writing. Everything gotta be in writing. Everything gotta be, you know what I mean? Because if it ain't in writing, motherfuckers, they could push you around on it, and then you're gonna be in a tough spot. You're gonna be like, damn, I'm gonna either let this slide, or I'm gonna go to there where they're at and I'm gonna do something to them. And it's either way, it's bad for business. You understand? So yeah. Best that shit in writing, that's this business now. You understand?
Yeah. It's important that you're listening to your entertainment lawyer.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to do that.
Okay, bro. Yeah.
I saw a video of Steve Lobel saying that Suge Knight was the one who saw the potential in you. How did you get hooked up with Suge Knight?
I never got hooked up. I never met Suge in person. Like, I never really got to do business with him or was in that position like that. But what it was, you know, word had traveled. It sounds crazy, you know what I'm saying? But I get a phone call one night. It's, you know, I'm like, hello. It was like, must have been like, I don't know, three-way or something. Because I didn't have to accept it. So it was just, he's like, yo, this Suge, blah, blah, blah. I just want to let you know. A lot of people are seeing your shit. Everybody's really proud of the way you're moving and the way you carry yourself and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, all right. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm with my man, right? So I put it on speakerphone. I'm like, Suge, what jail were we at together? Because I'm thinking it's somebody that I was upstate with and I'm home and they're not. And they must have got my number. Someone had my number and they were calling home. So there's someone three-wayed me. That's what I thought happened. So I don't want to play him. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking he got somebody on the phone. So I said, Suge, what jail you at, bro? I said, my bad, bro. I can't remember what jail you was at, where we was at. Because I was at a bunch of different joints. So he's like, oh, I'm with you, bro. I'm out west. I said, what, Western PA? Like, because that's a lot of the prisons that I was at. He said, no, I'm in Cali, bro, west side. I said, Suge, what's your name? Like, that's your handle, Suge, what? He's like, I'm pretty sure there's only one Suge. I'm like, I don't even know how, you know, broke on my number, right? So I'm just, but I had gone out to LA a few times, and I had been in a few zones out in Compton and stuff where I, you know, rubbed shoulders with a couple cats. Like, you know, G-Weeder had been putting me on real heavy before he got locked up. I didn't know if they had a relationship, you know what I'm saying? So I just was like, all right. He said, I said, Suge who? He's like, I'm pretty sure there's only one Suge. He said, Suge Knight. I said, this Suge Knight on the phone? I said, yeah. I said, all right. I said, if this really you, I said, my fault for making you, you know, explain yourself like that, player, if you locked up like that. I said, what's good? He's like, nothing, man. I'm going to have Scott Storch and them call you. I said, all right. He's like, Storch and them going to reach out to you. And you can make some shit happen for yourself because we want to see somebody who could spit, you know, get a break. I was like, oh, that's love. Say no more. It's cool. And I never heard from him again. And I was like, damn. You know.
What year was this?
It was like last year.
It was last year.
Yeah. So I was like, I was like, damn. I was like, sure. I'm like, man, shit, crazy. You know what I'm saying? I went to sleep. I woke up the next day. I was like, looking at my phone. I said, damn, like, Suge Knight calling me. Like, that shit crazy. That shit, no way. I said, that shit weird. I don't know.
Something. Yeah, that's crazy. I want to know how he got your number.
next thing I know, Scott Storch FaceTimes me. Cali number FaceTime me. I answer the phone at Storch. I said, what's good? He's like, nothing, bro. What's good? I'm like, what's up? where's the address? Like, I'm ready to pull up. He's like, it's coming. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. I was like, all right, word. And then, you know, my man Gifted Music made it happen. He had reached out with Steve, and I guess, you know, Steve had already seen my shit and was fucking with me. And, you know, Steve Lobel's a thorough bull, man. So he won't lie to you. You know what I'm saying? He won't like, yeah. No, Steve will tell you like, nope. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like Steve, and you can't argue with him. You can, cause he's very easy to work with, but like, I can't argue with his experience. He's seen too much. He knows too much for me to, you know, second guess. So when I had an opportunity to get with Steve Lobel and work next to him, I was like, yo, clear my schedule. You know, the second these cats say come out to LA, we out there. And sure enough, they sent. So we went out there, and we got a track in the tuck right now with Storch. You know, I got a record produced by Scott Storch and Gifted Music. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
And how was that experience being out there working with Scott Storch? That's a legendary producer.
It was lit. I said, man, like, you know, you go out there and you just knock it out like you did any other session. But when I was writing it, Steve was there, and Steve was like, yo, look, you know, and he was helping shape the mood and shit and the vibe and all that. And like, it was a good session. You know what I'm saying? Me, Steve, he had his two engineers in there, and Scott. And my man Gifted Music, and you know, we gotta.
If you could describe the track, what does it sound like? Does it sound like something from 2001? Was it still Dre that Scott Storch did? Is it boom bap? What, if you can give me what it's gonna sound like a little preview.
I'd have to say it sounds like some like old 50 shit.
Ooh.
I'd have to say
it. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Something like that, yeah. One of the hits, though.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, man. That's but, you know, like, that joint's still getting tweaked. There's a whole lot of tape that you got to, you know, clear first to make sure everything's right when you're doing something like that. It's not just, you don't just get that and drop it, you know? So, but, you know, like I said, that's why I'm working. That's why I got the Green Lantern tape. I got the Evil Empire tape. Yeah, we're rapping, right? And I can make music. I got a joint coming with Storch. You can't go say I ain't got singles. I got bando. I got paper cuts. You know what I'm saying? I'm the real deal. I just didn't go and do the whole tattoo shit, your face, and dye your hair purple with the fucking star shit. And I'm not saying that they're corny. You understand? But they told me that that's what I had to do. But my jacket and what I've been into. I don't got to do that. So this became my stamp. A lot of cats, they got to develop a stamp, like who they are. They got to put one star here. They got to put the other thing here. They got to dye this and comb it this way. And that's it. And every time they go out for like 2 years, their image got to be like that, because that's who they are. They got to brand themselves. And I branded myself. I branded the real deal. That's it.
And you didn't have to get all tatted up, like you said. No dye hair.
I'm not knocking that. A lot of people, some people just love ink, and that's dope. That's fire, though. I didn't want to do that. I was like, nah, man, fuck that. Like, I got movies and shit I'm in coming out. Like,
oh yeah.
I wouldn't have been able to land certain roles if I wasn't myself. I'm myself. I'm myself. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of movies you have coming out?
One joint is going to be kind of major. They don't even want me to announce the title of the film, but it's shot by Rock Davis, who you know, got a nice portfolio, man. I don't know if you're familiar with Rock Davis, Itchy House Films and all that. And another joint I'm in called The Bid, which it had every comedian you can imagine in there, like Ha Ha Davis and, you know, Southside Jew, Tiz 215, a lot of up-and-coming comedians in The Bid. It's by Boone and Filthy Rich. They big names in my city. And they got together with all the big comedians out there, all the cats you see on Instagram. Here you go. All the cats you see on the crib, they all are there and shit. So it was lit because, like, they rented out this big ass where we're all in prison, right? So, like, they rented out this big ass warehouse filled with bunk beds, and it's just me and all these comedians in there all day. Dudes are running around pretending to stab each other and shit. So it was a good time. But the movie came out crazy. It's called The Bid. It drops on Amazon Prime on, I want to say, the second week of January. The Bid. It's funny as shit. Mm-hmm. It's funny as shit. You got to check it out.
Would you ever do a movie on your own life story?
Yeah. Some things would have to be, you know, changed up to protect certain people and all that. But, yeah, you know, some shit, something. I didn't get to where I'm going yet for that to happen. You understand?
Yeah. You gotta keep going and going and going. But I mean, everyone right now, as far as the real spitters, know who you are. How about any bigger artists? Let's say, I don't know, maybe Nas or Jay-Z. Has any of those caliber rappers reached out to you or acknowledged you?
I would say, you know, not so much. I haven't really worked with any of them yet, but you know, they're legends, you know what I'm saying? Top five ever, both of them, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I fuck with both of them, but not, I ain't really made contact with them yet, you know?
How about Drake? I know Drake has tapped into a lot of these younger artists. I mean, has he been in contact with you or?
I done got likes on my shit from cats like him. He's like they done liked my shit before and little shit like that. And there's love, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't put too much stock in that shit no more until somebody hits me up and sends some paperwork over to Justin. Then I know that shit's for real.
Yeah. Cause that's what I want for you, and I think that's what everyone wants for you, because you're one of the people that really carry the torch of this real hip hop stuff, man.
Yeah, man, it's fun, you know? So I enjoy doing it. You understand what I'm saying? I enjoy everything that comes with it too.
Yeah, you're being yourself.
Yeah, it's different out here, man. It's like I said, Philly, you know, it's hard to get a name coming up through Philly and trying to get a name in Philly is like, it's hard, man, because it don't, Philly's a tough spot, man. Everybody can rap real good out here, bro. You understand?
Yeah.
Like, everybody can really, really, really spit out here. So, going to these events and shit, I was in some dog fights for them cash prizes. But just like how it was when I was in the yard upstate.
Yeah.
I held my shit down. Every jail I've been at, I held it down. Every jail. The only cat I ever came across in the jail that was fucking with me like that was my man Ryder. And I don't know if you peeped what's going on, but he got that big challenge right now on the gram that everybody's doing. And I met him at the beginning of my bid in the jail. It was like 2010. And I met him in the jail and we was rapping in the gym and shit. And then we both got sent up. He went and did like 4 or 5. I went and did 5. And came home rapping. All of a sudden I see him on the gram. He sees me. I said, damn, bro, you don't remember? He's like, wow. And that's who's out. I feel like me and him are probably the top two rappers in Philly right now, and Leaf Ward. That's how I feel.
Have you heard anything from Meek Mill? I mean, that's Philly's own. I didn't bring him up.
Yeah. Meek's done reposted me. Like a lot of people talk crazy, like, about Meek. I don't have the same relationship with him as they do, so I don't understand what the dynamics are. A lot of people are going through it, like, going through it with him right now, saying crazy things. I don't know what's going on with that. It's none of my business, but I know homie done reposted me, like, 3-4 times. You know, retweeted my shit before. He retweeted my shit, and then Worldstar posted me and put his tweet on the screen. Like, them cats throw alley-oops. You just got to grind, though, to go get it. You got to really fucking grind. You understand? Yeah. Like, if you stand outside and trap and do your little trap, your shift, and sell your bundles, and then, like, you leave, you know, all right. But if somebody's really standing out there all fucking night, when there's extras and there's extra paper coming out, blah, 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 some of them like, yo, come here. Come on, here you go, man. Because, like, if someone sees you putting in the most work and you're efficient with your work, you know, they're going to throw you a play when it comes time, if they can. But I feel like people expect a lot from that cat. He shows how heavy the crown is. You know what I'm saying? Out here, it's crazy, man. They'll clip you out here, bro. For real.
I can imagine it.
It can go from real, real quiet and calm and cool out here in Philly to really, really ugly and tragic out of nowhere, man. And, like, you know, I understand why certain cats got to move a certain way they do. You can't fuck with everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's hard coming up through Philly and getting known all through, you know, the rest of the East Coast, and then to the West Coast, and then hitting the South in Houston and South by Southwest out of Texas, and, you know, Vegas, playing Vegas, and then coming hitting Florida, hitting Miami. And that's only like half them spots. That's not them in betweens you gotta hit, but you just gotta sting that shit. Ain't nobody gonna really throw you no free play.
Right. So on Instagram too, one of your videos, you were posted Conway, because I guess you must have been in the comments on his IG live, and he said, we got to get on a track together on some Magic and Bird type of, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You already know, like, you know, we got, there's some joints in the tuck ready for that shit, man. We're definitely going to be working, doing some big shit, me and Conway. Shout out Conway, man. Shout out The Machine. Shout out the whole Griselda. Shout out Benny. Shout out, Steve Stark, shout out He, shout out Ricky Hyde, you know what I mean? Of course, shout out Westside, the Pioneer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The real rap.
I want to get into a recent remix you did with Poppy O, Leech.
Yeah.
How was that? How'd you guys get connected to the Instagram?
My right-hand man, SK, hit me. Was like, yo, there's this kid out here. Kev's playing him on the radio. His name Poppy O. Got this song, Leechers. Game heard it. Game gave him an intro. Make everybody listen to that shit and blah, blah, blah. Got to kill that joint once he wants it. I said, man, you know, because I'm not doing no tracks with nobody if I'm not getting paid right now, you know. So I was like, you know, all right, maybe some other time. And then I heard the track, and I was like, damn, it's catchy, like. And then I talked to the kid. Kid Papioso's humble, man, but he's a real deal cat too. And I thought it would be something good to do for Camden. I fuck with Camden. I wanted to show some love to Camden. You know, Camden's a real spot too. Real deal spot, bro. You know? And I done lived a few places, man. Camden's a different type of spot. So, that was something for Camden, you know what I'm saying? So, shout out Papioso. Go get that Leech remix, you know?
Another interesting feature that you did
I'm just watching this game as I'm talking to you.
Buddy. Oh, yeah, that's totally fine, man. Plus, I got a couple questions. Fred the Godson, man.
Yeah, man.
One of a kind. Rest in peace. And just how that opportunity came about. How'd you guys link up?
Man, I'll tell you what. I knew about Fred. Fred was in the freshman class with Meek. That's when I went upstate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember being upstate and seeing that magazine and seeing them. And I had heard most of them on the cover. Like, that was a freshman class I was familiar with. And I was in the prison, and I got my hands on one of the magazines a few months after it had came out. And I was like, damn, that's Meek on the drone. Like, and that was Fred was on there. There's a couple other cats on there, if I'm not mistaken. But I just remember being in my head like, damn, I'm good enough to be on that. Like, I'm good. I'm as good as them. You know what I'm saying? I can hang. Like, I know I can. But then I remember having doubts too and being like, well, everybody probably saying that's sitting in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know what I mean? But it was just something that was in the back of my head. You know, it's like, I know how I could write. I know how I get it in. But Fred was on something different. Like, them cats were on different levels. So that's why they are where they are. And I wasn't developed at that time, but that was the first time I really seen Fred. And then I remember hearing tapes of him, and when I came home, I started to hear about him a lot. He was on a lot of flyers as the main cat doing the walkthrough, doing the performance that night, and other cats I knew with smaller names at the bottom. It's like, damn, Fred. And then I got with Breeze, you know what I'm saying? And Breeze had a relationship with him and introduced me to him, and then we developed our own friendship, and that was my man. Like, we talked, you know, I talked to him, you know, like once I got with him and I really started dissecting his music, and I started to realize like that everything he said is a bar, like everything to me. Mm-hmm. Okay, he's the bar goat. Fred the Godson, bar goat to me. I'm not trying to argue with nobody. You know, I'm not, I punch somebody in their face about it too. Like, I'm just saying, to me, Fred is the bar goat. That's how I remember him. And I always call him now when I see him. I say, what's up, goat? He'd be like, oh man, come on, man. I'll be like, nah, Fred, for real, nobody goes bar for bar for bar for bar on whole projects. How you do it? And he'd be like, that's love, you know, I appreciate it. So when he wasn't doing good, that fucked me up. And that made me realize how serious this corona shit is, you know? Serious, man.
There's a lot of people playing games with it, not wearing masks either. It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I talk to people who I know ain't lying, and they're fucked up, so I'm not playing around with it. You know what I mean? God willing, me and none of my folk get it. I mean, God willing. But yeah, Fred's a goat, man. He got on my project. Like, he just one night he just hit me and he sent me over a joint. He's like, yeah. And I was like, word. And then I had gotten something sent to me to get on, and I did, and I sent it back. And then the COVID hit, Fred got sick. We got that worst news we ever got. And prayers with his family.
Is there any chance we could hear those tracks later on, or probably?
Well, one of them's on my album.
Oh, okay.
You can look it up. OT the Real, Fred the Godson. It's on all streaming platforms.
Oh yeah, that's the one on your album, OT the Real, the self-titled one. Yeah, I've heard that one. Yep.
And then you know, there's something else that you know the his folk got, his team, his producers and his people got. They got that other joint, and they're working. They're working on what they're doing with that. You know what I'm saying? That's theirs to do what they're doing with, because that's his. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it'll come. Sure, it'll come out someday, because, you know, everything he did was so good that I couldn't imagine anybody keeping his music in. You know what I mean? I'm sure it'll be released the right way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anything coming soon with Jadakiss? I saw you guys in a video.
Yeah, I fuck with Kiss, man. I was just up in Yonkers and pulled up on him. Yeah, man. Got some legacy gear and all that. Got to get some time and really talk with him. To me, he's the best rapper. You know what I'm saying? That to me, he's the best. He's the best rapper. So
for your top five, before we get more into Jadakiss, you even said that Jay-Z and Nas are in the top five. Who are the other three?
I mean, listen, man. I don't get listen to it as much now, but I'm not going to sit and act like those first two or three Eminem albums weren't the best thing ever, you know? Mm-hmm. So, and then let's not act like Lil Wayne didn't come out and really, really show that he shits on everybody. So I feel like M and Wayne are in there. I feel like Hov and Nas are in there. But for me, my favorite was Kiss. And then, you know, Styles is Styles. And listen, man, Saigon. And then old 50, the power of the dollar and all that. That's what really, you know what I'm saying? Them cats shape me. Lloyd Banks. Too many of them, bro. I done been influenced by too many of them, bro. I mean, so I'm just me. It just made it and a lot of cats will keep seeing different people and trying to emulate them. But I just learned that, like, all the shit that them cats rap about, I'm really doing. You know? So I'm not acting like anybody. So I just, and then I just started carrying it, you know what I mean? But don't get it twisted. Anything I rap about illegal, I already did time for. Like, it's about that's my past. I'm not into no illegal shit now. I'm not promoting that nut ass shit. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. You can't, the devil's in the details. And some cats you can hear shit and you can tell, like, damn, yeah. You know, and some cats you hear shit, it's real bland. It's real general.
Yeah.
Understand? And, you know, To me, the devil's in the details, you know, in a good way.
Back to Jadakiss, what were some of the most important things he told you when you got to talk to him?
I mean, I'll tell you what it is. The most important thing is when you do talk to someone, don't go on the fucking internet and tell everybody what you guys talk about. That would probably do. Now, I'm not saying that to break your balls, but, you know. You could look out for me to be working with that, you know, with Kiss in the future, God willing, because he's a GOAT, like I said. So, you know, I just got to keep grinding. You know what it is?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Shooting Blake is available on all music platforms. What do you think was the hardest track on there? For me, it's either Slide Your Pistols.
I'm going to tell you some real shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Comfort is the death of success. A lot of cats get next to somebody. They're like, oh, shit. And I can chill. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. And they die. This shit's over with. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying, like, I'm me. I'm my own powerhouse. You know what I'm saying? But I do look forward to working with the GOATs. You know what I'm saying? I do. So you said, what's my what?
What would you say was the hardest track off of Suits and Bake? Because for me, it's either Sliding with Pistols, SWP, or Prey. Those are my two.
It's funny, man. Sliding with Pistols, that's it's funny because SWP stands for Southwest Philly, man. But I like but I like how you did that, Sliding with Pistols, because I say that in the song.
Yeah.
I like that. But so say that again. What'd you say your favorite was?
It was either SWP, which isn't Sliding with Pistols now, or Prey. Those are my two favorites.
Nah, that shit is Sliding with Pistols. and you're asking me what my favorite joint is?
Yeah, which one did you think was the hardest?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I feel like they're all a different vibe. I really, truly feel like them joints are all a different vibe. So it's hard for me to, you know, pick. I really, really like Misery, the first joint, man.
Yeah.
A lot of times I'll put my favorite joints up front because I just know. I said, this shit got to get heard right now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, them joints is all doing good. I know Prey just hit over 100,000 on YouTube. I know Sliding with Pistols is somewhere around 50,000-60,000. And we're about to drop 215. I'm going to do Static Select tomorrow night. Shout out Static. Static, you'll probably see this interview a couple months later, some shit a couple weeks after, you know what I mean? I do your show, but shout out, don't say I ain't promoted. Shout out Static Select. We on there tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's right.
He's another legend that I'm humbled to be able to work with. I mean, he's a legend. Grew up listening, you know, just he was involved in everything I listened to when I was coming up. He was just, You know, it's surreal to be able to work with these cats, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my man Smitty for setting it up. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, what was I saying? What were we talking about?
Oh, you were talking about the visuals.
Oh, yeah. What you mean?
From Seuss and Bake. You're talking about the visuals.
Yeah, well, we're going to drop these other visuals probably like a couple of days after I do Static. And then after that, it's Evil Empire time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Evil Empire, shout out Big Mike. Shout out Styles. Shout out Beans. Shout out Saigon. Got production from my bro Thoroughbred Bangers back on there, the cat that I did the Survival album with. Survival EP is what I dropped before Seuss and Bake, right when this whole pandemic shit started. Yeah, man, I got some shit coming. Like I said, I got song and video coming with Beanie Siegel, got a song coming with Styles P. So, you know, that Evil Empire shit's coming. Yeah. That shit's dirty.
I remember we talked on the phone when I got in contact with you to come on my show.
And that shit goes in the jails. When my music goes in the jails, bro, when my music goes in the jails, bro, out in any of the states I've been in, whether it's any of the Delaware state prisons, what they get, any of the Pennsylvania joints, any of the Massachusetts joints, my shit's ringing and dinging. You know what I mean? On the tablets, like I'm getting paper out of them jails right now. You heard?
Yeah.
All music shit, Brody. I stopped selling drugs and got more money than I ever got in my whole life off rap, bro. Off being me. You heard?
Yeah.
I got spots in my head and everything, bro. I'm just me. And I think that I make it cool for people to be themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Be yourself, man.
You're right.
So you can look for new visuals coming as soon as I go do Static tomorrow. Maybe I'll drop it tomorrow. You know what? I think I'm going to drop it tomorrow. I'm making the announcement right now. Tomorrow, I'm dropping 215. Got my bros on the video. SK, Coquel's in the video. My man Dunny in the video. Shot by Wayne Campbell. Another one shot by Wayne Campbell. He shot all the videos for Seuss and Bake. Wayne Campbell's an animal. Look up Wayne Campbell, man. He's an engineer, producer, plays every instrument. Does videos, he'll edit your videos, he'll write treatments for your shit, he'll sing hooks and tweak them and turn them into samples and put them on your beats for you. Wayne Campbell's a cheat code, man. Yeah. Everybody watching this, man, Wayne Campbell's, remember I told you, man, Wayne Campbell's a cheat code.
Yep.
I know that the day before, or actually, yeah, it was the day after, When we talked on the phone when we were setting up this interview, it was the day after Benny the Butcher got shot. How did you first hear the news? Was it on the internet? Did someone call you? Because I know you're close with him.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, that's just none of my business. You know what I'm saying? But what I do know is my bro is a fucking animal. You know what I mean? And can nobody or nothing stop what they got going on. You know what I'm saying? And that just proves it. But you know, I'm glad bro's good. And you know, moving forward, you know, if you see, you know, you seen them pictures where he was at the other night, and you know, with Ross and all them, you know, he's like I said, and that's another thing, is like him and Conway, it's like all I listen to now is like, I just started listening to, like, once I started hearing this shit and I seen that whole catalog, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn. And then I just started dropping, you know, I was like, damn, I'm dropping. Now I'm getting checks and shit every month and shit off my streams. And Seuss and Bake are getting checks now every day off this, I mean, every month off their streams when I get them quarterlies, and I'm just holding them down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, what more can you ask for, man, to be getting paid to do what you want to do? And your shit just goes up, 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 up. That's it. It just goes up. It don't go down. You know, it's up there. It's up there and it's stuck there. You know what I mean?
But something that you're good at is your versatility as an artist, because I've heard you do trap type of songs, but it's yourself at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, cause I can write to different drum speeds.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't got to, like, fucking auto-tune my voice.
No, no, you don't got to do any of that nonsense.
Don't get it twisted, though. I done had cats take verses I did and put, like, Melodyne and shit in there and, you know, do their thing. And, you know, it came out dope, but a lot of my fans don't like that shit. But at the same time, I don't really give a fuck because I'm doing me. You know what I mean? If I hop on a song with Dirk, it might be, I mean, it is what it is, you know?
Just letting them know you can do it all.
I feel like I can do it all. I feel like when I get on them trap bouncy beats, I'm still going to go hard. So roll up again. Hold on. Come on, man. I feel like I can do it all. I know I can. I'm not going to box myself in just because it worked out for certain people and it didn't work out for other people. I'm just going to keep doing me. If you listen to my album, you listen to Bando and Charge That to the Game, they're some of the best songs I ever made.
Yeah, Bando. Like Bando's a big one.
Them joints are emotional to me. I listen to some of them songs, and I remember what I was going through when I wrote them. Right? You know what I mean? Like, going through crazy, horrific stuff. You know what I mean? I hear that shit, I'm like, I get stressed out. And that's how I know my shit is still where it's at. Because if I didn't get that feeling no more, I would quit. I would stop this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just keep flipping my bread, doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. But now I'm getting a bag at this too. I get to do what I want. Can't nobody tell me shit. People told me I was nutty. Oh, you coming home from jail? You're going to rap? Oh, you fucking kidding me, bro? You're white. Oh, yeah, you know, I go through, I hear, all, you know, you hear that shit, bro. You hear that shit. You hear all that shit, bro. People being like, yo, are you really? Come on now. And it's hard. But then you go out and you just start dunking shit and coming home with money and trophies. And you say, nah, man, I'm like, fuck that. I'm pursuing this. And then I pursued it. And now I'm living off it. I'm doing more than living off it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure there were people that doubted Eminem, though, but they were wrong.
Yeah, there's people that doubted everybody. There's people that doubted everybody, bro. So that's why, you know, I fuel off that, though. I fuel off that. I might look at, like, somebody that's not a believer. I might look at what they like, and I might go find that type of track and dunk on it my own way and be like, look at this. Cause you know I'm petty like that, and I'll try to cover shit, but I'm still gonna do it my own way and still be me. I can't go on there and sing a love song about, you know, my dog getting ran over and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what's the next official project, man? You got a lot in the works. What's the next official one that you're gonna drop?
Evil Empire.
Evil Empire.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Evil Empire is coming, man. It's the perfect time to drop it, you know, with what's going on in the world and all that. It's a perfect time to drop it. So, you know, Evil Empire is coming soon. I'm just waiting on a date.
What's the theme's going to be on it, or more precisely, the beat? So is it going to be boom bap theme like Susan Baker? Is it going to be a little bit of mix of trap and boom bap?
I'd say it's up that same lane, but it's a little bit more melodic on a couple of joints, but you know, it's 15 joints. So it's 15 joints, Evil Empire. So it might be like two or three melodic hooks on there, things you wouldn't have seen on Soups and Bake, but you know, these joints are some of the best music I ever made in my life. Like I said, whenever I got to play music for people, I always end up playing to my latest shit because I feel like the more I do, the more I'm developed. And this is my newest shit, you know. So if you thought Susan Bake was lit, if you thought the album was lit, and you thought Susan Bake was lit, now I'm taking you here. I mean, I had a lot of time to, like, really sit and work with the production and do my thing because I had just dropped Survival, and then I had just dropped Susan Bake now. So, like, I had time to really build this Evil Empire shit. And, you know, me and my man Beef, who goes by Black Sun Engineering, mm-hmm. That's Black Sun with a Q. That's who mixes most of my shit, almost all my shit down. Him a Thorough. And you know, he mixes all my shit down, and me and him just lock in, and he holds me down, man. Like I'm good during the whole fucking COVID shit, cause I could sit and just record like 10 songs in a night and send them joints to Beef and send a Cash App, and I'm getting them joints back, mixed and mastered, and then I'm sending them back again with some notes, and now when I get them back, it's done. They're done. Bang! I'm knocking joints down. That's how me and Green Lantern got that whole project done. Me and 183rd over at Cinematic got a whole joint done too. That joint, I'm not sure what we're doing with that. I got a lot of joints for like Smoke Dizza and Nim Low on that. So, but the next joint coming is Evil Empire. So look for it, OT the Real, man.
I'm looking with that. And I'm sure people are going to be tuning in to Static tomorrow night. Could you guys have a song in the works?
Yeah, man. There's somebody sent me a beat over, man. Somebody, one of the rappers Static works with. I don't know if, you know, you heard of the boy Millie's, man.
Yeah, I've heard. He's been on my show. He's on my show in March, yeah.
Yeah, Millie's is fire, man. You know, me and Millie's got one in the tuck over a Static beat. That drone's coming when you know. I was just talking to Millie's, too. We was talking about that shit.
He's an MC, too, just like you.
Oh, yeah, that's my man, bro. That's my man. I talk to dude every couple of days. It's my man.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to that one.
Yeah, he just dropped an album that's fucking incredible. Blanco 3. Yeah, that John's incredible. He's another rapper who I feel like is true to his image and true to himself. He's true to his image. That's really him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really him.
Like, he's got a lot of tattoos, but it's really him.
No. That's different. That's really him.
Yeah.
He didn't come in the fucking game and start off one way and then end up looking another way. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's who he is. Don't ever get that shit twisted. I just seen a lot of people, you know, there's 100,000 rappers in Philly, bro. And dudes are nice. And to stand out, people would do real, real nutty ass shit, and it would just be drawing. It would just be like, damn, man, you go to all that, and the shit wouldn't even work. You know what I mean? But no, it's a different situation.
Yeah. I know he's real. Because we were talking about the tattoos before, and I brought it up, and I don't think that it's all gimmick. He's real, 100%.
No. Yeah, I'm, he's a good dude, man.
Yeah.
Like I said, the album he just dropped is incredible, man. That shit is incredible. Got like 20 something tracks on there. That shit. I think that's dope. Give people mad music, let your shit spin. People could put your project on and let it run. Go on long ass ride, everything. It's a good idea.
Yeah. Bars are back. OT, is there anything else you want to tell everyone in this interview, man?
Yeah, man. Everybody tune in to Static tomorrow night. I mean, you're going to hear me burn it down. Do what I do on the radio station. Shout out Shade 45. Shout out Static for having me. And go stream that Survival. Go stream that Seuss and Bait. Go get them joints. All platforms, hold me down. Every time, you know, like I said, the streams and shit all go to Seuss and Bait. You know, Seuss got life right now. And Bait is still rumbling his case. So, you know, and they both innocent. So. You know, make sure you go, you know, hold them down and spin that shit while you sleep. Turn that shit on repeat.
Yep. You
know what I'm saying?
That's right. OT the Real, man, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I know we had a little hassle in the beginning, but, you know, we patched things up. We're good. everyone go out there and support Seuss & Bake, man. Real hip hop. WSJU Radio, St. John's University Sports and Hip Hop with DJ Mad Max, man.
Word up. Holla, man.
No doubt. I'll be in touch with you.
All right, player.
Yeah.